What's up, everybody? Happy late Wednesday. I apologize for the late upload, but I had a lot to do, and this kind of got set aside. Not that you're any less important, but it just happened that way. So today, we are going to talk about manifesting a little bit and asking, does it work? The long and short of it is, of course it does. Because at its heart, it's a process that changes how you think and feel and see things, and getting you out of a lack mindset to have you and help you pursue the goals that you're going after. Because whatever you want, I mean, whatever it is, there's actions to be taken for it, actions that need to be taken so you can get it done. So what manifestation does when you go through, whether it's meditation or just thought processes or anything like that, it's all about a change in perspective and, like we've been saying for weeks now, taking action. You know, get shit done. We've been saying for a while that, you know, thinking and feeling and visualizing and all that is great. It gets you in that mindset that you need to be in to be able to take the risks and take the action to get done what you need to get done. And, I mean, obviously you're manifesting something you desire, right? And when you live like you already have it, then it is presented to you. That's just kind of the way energy flows in the universe. Since, you know, there's a lot of repetition, I'm realizing just now, but universe speaks in energy. So when you present the energies of something you want as if you already have it, you're going to get it. Seems kind of crazy, but it totally works. And what you're going to do is change that desire into a knowing of ownership, essentially. That desire is a want, right? If you're wanting something, if you're desiring something, that's saying you don't already have it. So it's something you're chasing, perhaps. And what do we say when we're chasing something? That implies that it's running from you. So we need to change that into a knowing and a full-blown heartfelt feeling and realization of you already own it. You have that which you desire. When it's something big, like you want a huge life change, or, you know, you're going after, I don't know, a car or a house, or a move, like you want to move to a certain location, you want to acquire certain skills, certain abilities, you have to analyze what people that already have those things are doing and start living like you already have it. So you're living like them, essentially. And you have to live it. Because as you live it, it will come. That's the big deal. You want to be happier? Well, you set the intention to do things that make you happy. Live and be happy. Sounds simpler than it is. Because sometimes it's hard to just be happy. And I get that too. I've been there. And we all have our moments. And one little hiccup or whatever here and there isn't going to stop whatever you're manifesting from happening. But just continue to feed those positive emotions and taking those positive actions, and you will get what you're looking for. But you can't go at it like you don't have it. You got to go at it like you already have it, and then it will come. It's an attraction thing. It's part of the law of attraction. And that's really it for today. With that, if you want to talk about it in the comments down below, let's maybe share some methods you have to keep in those positive energies that everybody needs help with. Or, you know, if you want to chit chat about stuff you're manifesting, maybe get some tips from other people that already have it. Who knows? Could help. If you like this, please hit the like button. If you dislike it, I mean, of course, you can hit the dislike button, but it doesn't really do much anymore. And if you want to see more and hear more of what I've got to say here, hit that subscribe button, ring the bell, and you'll get notifications of these daily uploads so long as I keep up with it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to be in the same clothes. Watch. Love you.